This goes to Dr. Tam, T-A-N, like November, Lee, L-I, fax 989-584-0307. Regarding Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, Hellman, H-E-L-M-A-N, date of birth October 21st, 1952. Dear Dr. Lee, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Hellman. She's having significant pain from her rheumatoid arthritis today, so she requested a telemedicine visit today. She reports that she's scheduled to have left knee surgery in January of this year, and then after that, hopefully, she might have some shoulder work done also. They want to work on the knee first. She believes that this is all secondary to the rheumatoid arthritis. Currently, she denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Her weight is stable and unchanged from her previous visit, April 29th of this year. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. No edema. Medications. Her rheumatoid arthritis is treated with methotrexate and sulfasalazine. And I want to highlight lisinopril, 10 milligram daily, and other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight, 157 pounds, blood pressure, 108 over 69. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 10-21, 2024. Creatinine is stable, 1.07. Estimated GFR is 55. Calcium is 9.49, albumin 3.9, phosphorus 2.9, electrolytes are normal, hemoglobin is low at 8.9, normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of renal disease, no uremic symptoms. Two, a history of hypertension, well controlled with low-dose lisinopril. Three, rheumatoid arthritis with increased pain recently. The patient will have labs every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Puente, MD.